ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ टेक्स्ट 8। दीज आर प्रेयर्स ऑफ बलि महाराज टू लॉर्ड वामनदेव विच इज बीइंग कंटिन्यूड हियर।
पितामहो मे भवदीय सम्मतः प्रहाद आविष्कृत साधुवादः भवद् विपक्षेण विचित्र वैशसं संप्रापितस्त्वं परमः स्वपित्रा।
वर्ड मीनिंग्स पितामह ग्रैंडफादर मे माई भवदीय सम्मतः अप्रूव्ड बाय द डिवोटीज ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप प्रहराद प्रहरादः प्रहलाद महाराज आविष्कृत साधुवादः फेमस बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड एवरीवेयर एज अ डिवोटी भवत विपक्षेण सिंपली गोइंग अगेंस्ट यू विचित्र वैशेषम इन्वेंटिंग डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ हेरासमेंट्स संप्रापितः सफर्ड त्वं यू परमः द सुप्रीम शेल्टर स्वपित्रा by his own father. Translation and purport by his divine grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedan Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj is famous being recognized by all your devotees. Although harassed in many ways by his father Hiranyakashipu, he still remained faithful, taking shelter at your lotus feet. Purport: a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, although harassed circumstantially in many ways, never gives up the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead to make shelter of anyone else. A pure devotee never complains against the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A vivid example is Prahlad Maharaj. Examining the life of Prahlad Maharaj, we can see how severely he was harassed by his own father, Hiranyakashipu. Yet he did not divert his attention from the Lord even to the smallest extent. Bali Maharaj, following in the footsteps of his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, remained fixed in his devotion to the Lord despite the Lord's having punished him. Om Agyanatim Randas Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedan Swamiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। सो आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज हैव कम फॉर दिस भागवतम डिस्कशन और एट लीस्ट नॉट अ डिस्कशन बट अ क्लास मे बी दिस कैन बी पुट लिटिल फॉरवर्ड। सो आई हैव ट्राइड टू analyze or understand this shloka by raising 4 questions which I'll be raising and trying to understand the meaning of the words which are there in the shloka based on those questions. The first word which we are seeing is the word is pitamaha, which means grandfather. So the question being raised is, what is the significance of this word pitamaha? It is being spoken by Bali Maharaj, who is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So Pitamaha refers to Prahlad Maharaj, and in this context, Srila Sridhar Swami says that Bali Maharaj is saying that the mercy which I have received from you in the form of punishment is not because of me, but because of my status of being the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. Because he is a devotee, so I am not, he is acknowledging that I am not a devotee to receive any kind of mercy from you, but because of my relationship with Prahlad Maharaj, I am receiving this mercy in the form of punishment. You must understand, we must understand that when Lord is personally punishing some devotee, he is accepting, when a Lord is personally punishing some person, it is his special mercy. He is accepting him as his own. We will try to discuss that as the discussion progresses. So he says that on my own strength, I am not qualified to receive your mercy, but because of my Pitamaha Prahlad, I am receiving this mercy. Now it's interesting, because of his devotion, which he has inherited due to Prahlad Maharaj, he is also able to recognize that this punishment is the mercy of Supreme Lord and not a punishment. That's why Prabhupada has said, a devotee never complains against the mercy. That's quite interesting. If Lord is merciful, what is the point of complaining? Because the form of mercy may be of the nature which may raise complaint from a normal person. Just like if I get a rasgulla, I say, oh, there is no complaint, this Lord is very merciful. But if I get a karela sabji, then still I will will I accept that? So that is the whole difficulty, that to accept that both are mercy. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Bali Maharaj is saying that Lord Vishnu is our kul devata. Prahlad has worshipped. Obviously Hiranyakashipu has not worshipped, but Hiranyakashipu has always remembered Lord Vishnu. And Prahlad had worshipped, and then Virochan was a devotee, and now he is also worshipping. So he is our kul devata. So he has to suffer the punishment which his kul devata is giving. But the Lord should be affectionate to Bali Maharaj because he is the grandson of a great devotee. So this again has a different angle. He says, you are giving me punishment, so you are my kul devata, so no problem, you are giving me punishment. But you please be also merciful to me because I am a grandson of your very great devotee. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now, what we learn from this statement is, first is the natural humility of a devotee like Bali Maharaj, who never thinks that this is because of his devotional service that the Lord is being merciful to him, but it is because of his relationship with a great devotee. This is common through all the devotees, that it's not because of me, but because of some other devotee. It's not because of me, but because of some other devotee. I am receiving the grace. So it's never our grace. It is the divine grace, but never our grace. So we should never say, oh, why in my name, before my name, grace has not been added. This never our grace, is Krishna's grace and that grace of the people whom we are related to. The same thing has been explained very clearly by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Srivas Pandit. Oh Srivas, that even a person who is millions upon millions times a servant of your servant, he is more dear to me than my very life. Bhakta bhakta jana priya. It's again, so this has been explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And we also know how Kala Krishnadas could not be rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was given to him by Sriman Nityananda Prabhu. But his own associate was banished. Then also we see that the dog of Srila Sivanand Sen, and you cannot say even his dog, because that dog was not reared by him. He was just along the way when Srila Sivanand Sen was going to meet Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became the object of mercy of Srila Sivanand Sen. Now in that context, Srila Prabhupada raised a very high platform for all the devotees of ISKCON. He says that devotees of ISKCON should be so great that by unknowingly associating with them, a person should be able to go back to Godhead. Now that is quite high, because we think, well, whether I will go back to Godhead or not, I am not so sure. But Prabhupada says he should be so great, so high, that even unknowingly associating with them, with us, Prabhupada expects that they should go, not only become liberated or not only become elevated, but go back to Godhead, which the dog actually went. So this is a siddhanta, that the mercy of Lord flows behind the mercy of a devotee. Then also we see about Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya's son-in-law was Amogha, who actually, like in front of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, criticized him openly. What kind of sannyasi are you eating so much? And then he ran. And Sarabhaum Bhattacharya desired that he should die. But because of his relationship with Sriman Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu personally went to his kutia where he was suffering from cholera and put his lotus hand on the heart of Amogha and says, "You are a Brahmana. Why are you, Why are you keeping this witch-like envy in your heart? Your heart is a place, should be a place of Lord Vishnu." So then Amogha also was delivered by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his relationship with Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. In this case, one of the acharyas explained that Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee and he is a recipient of your mercy. I am receiving your mercy by chance. By chance means, in Sanskrit he says, by devat. By devat, somehow or other I am related to Prahlad Maharaj, that's why I am receiving this mercy. Very nicely explains. So, what we have learned is that the exclusive and surest way to receive Lord Krishna's mercy is to become connected with those who are dear to Krishna. This is a very important point, what we have learned from the word Pitamaha. So, okay, this is the first question we answered. So, I hope you understood some of it. Now, it is mentioned, the words are Bhavadiya Sammataha and Avishkrita Sadhuvadha regarding Prahlad Maharaj. This describes the quality of Prahlad Maharaj. What kind of Pitamaha or what kind of a devotee he was? So the second question which I am raising is, why Bali Maharaj mentions that Prahlad Maharaj is a celebrated devotee? See, Bhavadiya means yours. So Bhavadiya means devotees who belong to you, who know who is a devotee. It means we know that, we have heard that it takes one to know one. So devotees, pure devotees know who is a pure devotee. So Sammataha means everybody has voted that Prahlad Maharaj is the best devotee. Everybody has voted. Even Srila Narad Muni, who is the spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj, also described his qualities. As we must have already read, in the 7th canto, Srila Narad Muni is explaining the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj to Yudhishthira Maharaj in Rajasuya Yajna. So all the great sages were there. So those who are very, very learned, who are advanced in their learning, who are advanced in devotion, they have unanimously agreed that Prahlad Maharaj is the best devotee. Now we can see that even Narad Muni did not have to face so many difficulties as much as Prahlad Maharaj had to face. Only what happened in his life was his mother died. But in this case we see Swapitra. That means the father of Prahlad Maharaj himself was torturing Prahlad Maharaj with all his focus, with all his energy. And still he did not give up the shelter of Lord Vishnu. I will discuss that if time permits. So, Bhavadiya Sammata means all exalted devotees have unanimously agreed. It's not that Bali Maharaj is glorifying his Pitamaha. Sometimes in India, the person can be the first great rascal, but then after, when he dies, he says, Swargavasi. He may be the best Narakvasi, but they say Swargavasi. Sometimes they say Brahmaleen. So this is how they say. But this is not the case with Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj says, Bhavadiya Sammata. All the great devotees have accepted Pitamaha Prahlad Maharaj as the best devotee. And that's why I'm getting this mercy. Now, is not that it has been accepted and not broadcasted. This is two different things. A devotee may be accepted by everybody as a nice devotee, but it has also been broadcasted, and that's why the word is avishkrita sadhuvada. Avishkrita means made visible in front of the whole world that he is a pure devotee. Sadhuvada means refers to Srila Narad Muni. He is a sadhu who is describing the quality of Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto. And you can see, every time there is a discussion on Narsingdev, Prahlad Maharaj is inalienable. If you say Narsing Leela, so it's mostly Prahlad Leela. And then Narsing Leela comes at the last, you know, the climax. But it's like what his teachings are, what his qualities are. Three or four chapters, I believe, is there on Prahlad Maharaj. So everybody knows, even Vyasadeva also knows. Everybody knows, and he's broadcasting avishkritam. That means he is making it visible to all other devotees also that Prahlad Maharaj is such a great devotee. Vada means speech. So that sadhus are talking about him, glorifying him for his devotional service. We have evidence for this also from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, where Narad Muni is searching for a pure devotee, or not even a pure devotee, but the best devotee. And he gets directed to Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj feels so much embarrassed that his spiritual master himself is glorifying him. Just like we feel embarrassed when somebody belittles us or criticizes us in front of our face, we feel so bad. Even behind our back somebody criticizes, we feel so bad. But Prahlad Maharaj, he feels embarrassed when he is glorified by Narad Muni, and Narad Muni is not glorifying him just to placate him, I don't know what is the word, plasad means to butter him or something like that. Genuinely from his heart he is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj, but he feels very embarrassed. He says, oh, I am not a devotee, I have only remembered Krishna. And that's a difficult thing for us, isn't it? Only remembered Krishna. I have only remembered Krishna, but I did not render any service to him. So I am not the best devotee, you please go to Hanuman. Before we go further, I would like to mention on this point that why Prahlad Maharaj could remember. Remembering is not difficult if we have taste for that remembrance. I will repeat that point. Remembering what we have heard and seen is not difficult, provided we feel some taste for that remembrance. That's just like we can easily remember what we have eaten in the breakfast, because we tasted it nicely, and by remembrance also we feel nice, so it was such a nice taste, or whatever in this world. So in our material mind and intelligence, we can taste material things, that's why we can remember them easily. But because it is not spiritualized yet, that's why we don't find taste in remembering Krishna. So this kind of taste is revealed to a devotee by the mercy of Lord Vishnu Krishna. That's why every day we say Prahlad Ahlad Daine. The Ahlad, the infinite bliss was given to Prahlad Maharaj by Narsingdev. So we must understand that the supreme remembrance of Prahlad Maharaj is not by his simply by his endeavor, but by the special mercy of Lord Vishnu. We have also heard about, I am talking about Avishkrita Sadhuvada, which sadhus have glorified Sriman Prahlad Maharaj. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we hear, he heard the glories of Prahlad Maharaj 108 times, and Dhruv Maharaj. This is how glorious Prahlad Maharaj is. Now, why Prahlad Maharaj is being called the best devotee? Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, although harassed circumstantially, that means he may be put in a circumstance where he is severely harassed, in many ways never gives up the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to take shelter of anyone else. This has been explained by Srila Siddha Swami also. Tvameva paramaha ashrayo yasya sah. Tvameva. Bali Maharaj is saying, you only, my Lord, you only has been his shelter in whatever circumstances he had to go through. Sometimes we might be fearful,
Do I have to also go through those circumstances as Prahlad Maharaj to attain Krishna? Hopefully not. But we have to be prepared for it. It's like a nursery student is never given a paper of, let's say, MSc or PhD. In one of the purports, in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj himself says, "My Lord, you have sent me here to show the power of pure devotional service." So it is not, it is that kind of paper will not come to the conditioned souls like us. Some circumstantial problems can be there in our life, just like we can be suffering from a headache, then we can think, should we serve Krishna or not? That much only, probably, but not too much. Now, on this point, I would like to also mention a concept called I'm forgetting the name. It's called prosperity theology. That I shall worship my worshipable person only if I become prosperous, hale and hearty. That is how all the religions are being propagated all over the world. You follow our religion, you'll have nice house, nice wife, nice children, everything nice. But that's not really pure devotional service. Ahetuki apratihata has been demonstrated by Sri Prahlad Maharaj to the utmost extent that in all, any kind of harassment, he never gave up the shelter of Lord Vishnu. So, Tvameva Paramaha Ashrayo Yasya Saha, which means Prahlad, whose exclusive shelter is you only, my Lord. Now, this is, as most of the devotees know, among the 26 divine qualities of a devotee, Krishnaika Sharanam is a Angi, and all other qualities are Anga. That means if this quality of Krishnaika Sharanam is there, all other divine qualities will manifest within the heart of a devotee. So this is very much manifested by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Now you see, we may talk so much about surrender, but if we are put in a pit of poisonous snakes, can we actually think it is Sheshnag? Cannot think. Even suppose one snake comes here, how will we think this is Sheshnag? Coming to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna Balaram. Nobody will shesh here. Shesh means left here. Everybody will be left. I will also run probably, isn't it? It is inconceivable. Just like I was hearing one devotee explaining, when he was being thrown in a pit of snakes, he was not calculating, will this snake bite me? He doesn't look like poisonous snake to me. He was not calculating. And it is not possible by human endeavors. When he is being thrown by the mountains, he is not calculating what will be the speed by which I will crash on the ground. Is there any hospital available? Is there any trauma center available? Nothing is coming into his consciousness, because Krishna Graha Grahitatma is completely captured by Krishna Graha. And all other Graha can be counteracting. Surya can counteract Moon, and Moon can counteract Rahu. But Krishna, nobody can counteract. Who can counteract? So this is what we want to be possessed with. Someday, some life, Krishna Graha Grahitatma. That Krishna may just simply enter our hearts and capture our consciousness. And then only we can be completely oblivious to what happens to our outside surrounding. Otherwise not possible. Don't worry. These are not demons to attack us. They are Brajvasi monkeys. So, while preparing for this class, it was my great fortune, because I was able to meditate and reflect upon these divine qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. How in all those trying circumstances, he never complained to Lord Vishnu. It is impossible for us to imagine, actually, conceive what he was being put through. Another example of his quality is that these qualities are being imposed upon him when he is a mere child, 5-year-old child. It's not that he has become like a Second, almost like a Hiranyakashipu, very strong in body, and those things are inflicted upon him. No. A mere child, what defense he can have? He must understand that when Hiranyakashipu's government was there, there was no other government. There was no Indra who can help him. There was nobody could help him. So just imagine that kind of situation. And on top of it, he is so fearless that he is giving the siksha of Bhagavad Dharma to Hiranyakashipu, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So we cannot, in our state of consciousness, I cannot conceive of the fearlessness which he was experiencing. Because he definitely must be experiencing, as he has said also, that Lord Vishnu is everywhere and he is empowering that kind of fearlessness in his heart. This is also very much praiseworthy. Also, one more quality which we have seen is that when Narasimhadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, was very angry, he was the only person who could pacify Narasimhadev. Not Lord Shiva, not Lord Brahma, Lakshmi Devi also not, no Vidyadhar, Charan, Gandharva, nobody could pacify Narasimhadev. So did not announce himself, oh see how I am such a nice devotee, see my prayers are so nice, it is recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Lord has been pacified, what a nice devotee I am. He says, Ugrajate, I am born in Ugrajate. Ugrajate means violent birth. What my prayers can actually, how can I glorify you like this? So these are the qualities which we see in Prahlad Maharaj, is such an exalted devotee, but simultaneously so humble. And all those things have been glorified by Bhavadiya Samata. All your devotees have unanimously agreed and glorified him through Sadhuvad. Very nicely has been glorified in the assembly of devotees. Now, third question is, what were the tests he had to go through? So the words are, you can see in the third line, Bhavad Vipakshena Swapitra Vichitra Vaishasam Samprapitas. Bhavad Vipakshena. Bhavad means your. And Vipakshena means party which is against you. You understand? Vipaksh, we understand. Paksh and Vipaksh. So Vipaksh means party which is against Lord Vishnu. That the demons gave him lot of trouble. But demons could have given trouble, his father could have protected, but the word is Swapitra. That means he had no shelter. His own father, Swapitra, Hiranyakashipu, was giving him trouble. So there is no way he could complain to anybody, even if he wanted to, but he did not want to complain also. But did Hiranyakashipu simply slap him? Or just said, do utak batak, you are worshipped, your devotee of Vishnu, just become, do utak batak, you know, sometime like. No, the word is vichitra vaishasam. Vichitra means astonishing, ghastly, in this case ghastly, amazing kind of vaishasam. We have heard the word nrishans. Similarly, nrishans means cruel, vaishasam means very cruel, very very amazingly cruel hardships he was being put through. And the word is samprapita. It was not that he could escape any of those punishments. He could have not have escaped. Like when the demons were trying to kill him, they were surrounding him from all sides. You can remember that photo of Prahlad Maharaj and all the demons trying to come to pierce his soft parts in his body through their tridents and all that. But he could not be, flinched. He could not be flinched from his remembrance of Lord Vishnu. So this is again a special glory that all through all his difficulties, he never budged an inch from remembering Krishna. Now, fourth question is, why Krishna puts his devotees through so many difficulties? Why cannot Krishna make it easy? First thing is, avishkrita sadhuvad. Avishkrita we can pick up from here, and he says Krishna also want to manifest the glories of his devotees in front of the whole world. If he says, like Kapil Dev says, titikshah karunika, that my devotees are tolerant. So they are not tolerating, he does not mean to say they are tolerating air conditioned air. They are not tolerating, they are tolerant because somehow that they did not get a rasgulla and they just kept quiet. That is not the tolerance. But the tolerance is, or they could tolerate three other devotees in the ashram. Something like that. That tolerance is not real tolerance. So what amazing kind of tolerance a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj has to be manifested within this world, because in the spiritual world there is nothing to tolerate. There is no Hiranyakashipu there, there is no demon, nothing. So this kind of tidiksha will only manifest in the material world. And it has to be manifested so that we can know how far we are away from the path, from the platform of pure devotional service. So by that we can emulate, oh, this is Prahlad Maharaj's tolerance? Oh, I am not a devotee as such. What kind of tolerance I have? I did not want to speak because Krishna might test me as soon as I go out of this gate. Many times happens like this. When I speak something, Krishna puts me through test. One time I was giving the class in Bharatpur and I said, see, suppose you go somewhere and you get a jam. Then what can you do? You simply chant Hare Krishna, and we got a jam. 3 hours jam. So it's very difficult that to say something in Krishna always puts you through test. Hopefully not like Prahlad Maharaj. But manifest the devotion of his devotee. Same, I will little bit deviate on this point, but to illustrate the same point. You must have read the book Salted Bread. And suppose on one day we feel chanting is difficult, then we should transport ourselves to Russia, where devotees had to make beads from bread and chant Hare Krishna. Now, I don't think any Indian had to do that ever. Make bread from, sorry, you're chanting mala from your chapatis or something like that. Maybe we'll eat it, not chant from it. Just imagine that. Sometimes the mind is giving trouble, or every time mind is giving trouble, or the mind is not listening, or the weather is hot. But we have not been put in the prison for chanting Hare Krishna. So that devotee has tolerated and not given up, because that proposal was given to him. You just accept that ISKCON people have, what is it, brainwashed you, and we'll let you go free. He did not budge an inch. He had to give up his life also. So that kind of test even ISKCON devotees have faced. Many ISKCON devotees have faced. So what I'm just saying, that we have to also learn that tolerance is a very important handy quality which will be very, very helpful in our Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada in this context, in Krishna books, makes a very nice statement. He says the greatness of a person must be measured by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. And we must remember that in this world has been designed to provoke our consciousness in some way or other. Sometime it can be, repulsive things, sometime it can be attractive things. Both are provoking situations. Just like we also hear about Arjuna, who was proposed by Urvashi, and he could tolerate that. So all these kind of provoking situations a devotee tolerates, and by that devotee's greatness is manifested, avishkrita, in front of the whole world. And this is the only standard for greatness. So before I think I am a great devotee, we should not think. But if we are thinking that we are a great devotee, then we should think how much we have developed tolerance. And I think devotees might be honest in this. Sometimes if we do not like a devotee or a person, our mind says, why this fellow is even existing? He should not exist also. Maybe he should go to Chandraloka or Suryaloka, but he should not exist on earth also. This is kind of tolerance we have. And that's why we have to go very far in getting taste for Krishna consciousness. Taste means real taste for chanting Harinam. But there is a hidden secret in it. Why devotees can tolerate? This question also has been raised in Srimad Bhagavatam by Uddhav Ji. Uddhav Ji says, a person who is very learned, if he is insulted in an assembly, his mind gets disturbed. So now, how are your devotees able to tolerate? So then Lord Krishna says, because they are tasting the sweetness of my qualities, my name and form, that's why they don't bother about those things. It's only when we can actually have taste for such sweetness of Krishna,
Can we have that kind of tolerance? This is the main quality. So we should pray to Krishna for that. Sakala sahane, sakala means all kind of situations. Sakala sahane, what is that? Bala diya karo. It's a great strength to be tolerant. Very great strength. And we must understand that Prahlad Maharaj was not simply tolerating with like this. Later on we see that when his father was killed, he prayed for his father. To certain level, we can try to practice it in our life. Definitely somebody will not like us in this world. That is natural. And he may blaspheme us also. We can try to think good about them. At least not try to think negative about them, and try to wish that their negativity may be dissolved by Krishna. Because that person, by developing negativity towards me, only suffers. Even if I am not a devotee, having a negativity towards anybody, only I suffer. Nobody suffers. So we don't have that kind of compassion. But we can practice to develop compassion, just like we don't have taste for Harinam, but we are practicing to get taste for Harinam. So it's a tolerance we can practice, and slowly, slowly it will go higher. Another point which is mentioned in this is which is fixedness in Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, which has been mentioned by Lord Krishna. Mamcho yavyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samati tetan brahmabhuyaya kalpite. That means a devotee who doesn't deviate, who renders unflinching devotional service. So unflinching means, I am flinching this laptop, you see. With little bit push, this laptop is getting flinched. So flinching, unflinching means, there will be causes to flinch, but you don't flinch. Unflinching doesn't mean that the life always goes very nice. All of us have experienced, every day there is some problem in the body or mind or anything. So unflinching means in all circumstances a devotee does not flinch. And then such a devotee, as has been explained by Bhishma Dev also, that Lord Krishna, when I am leaving this body, is in front of me because I have been his unflinching servitor. That's a very nice point to be understood. Tolerating all kind of difficulties, the reward is when we are going to leave the body, hopefully Krishna will make arrangements that we can remember him. This is very nice quality to cultivate, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. And that's why it has been explained, that's why it has been manifested, because when we see an expert, we try to emulate him. Just like somebody may be learning play mridanga. Anybody who has learned to play mridanga, he has first seen a person who is playing mridanga. Oh, this is very nice. Then he hears him and he practices, and then he also wants to come to the platform that that person is playing mridanga of. Similarly, we need to have those devotees who will fix the standard of devotional service. So then we want to aspire, hearing those qualities, maybe one day I also can have this quality, I can become a devotee, a true devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. Not equal to him, but at least some qualities of him can be imbibed in our quality. The last question is, what is the intention of Bali Maharaj in glorifying Prahlad? So, he is remembering Prahlad Maharaj, and he feels himself fortunate that he is following in the footsteps of his grandfather by wholeheartedly taking shelter of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, although he has been put through very severe test. Now, we cannot imagine the test of Bali Maharaj, because we have not become, as of at least in this life, the emperor of three worlds, have we? Isn't it? So we have not become the emperor of three worlds, we have not become the emperor of one world, maybe we have not become the emperor of our home also. The empress is the emperor, probably. So now, we are not the emperor of anybody, of our ashram or anything. And some post gets lost and we lament so much. So what an amazing kind of loss materially is for Bali Maharaj. And we must remember, he had to work a lot, he had to fight the demigods. And we must also remember, at one fight he died also.
Then Shukracharya again blesses him, brings him back to life, and with all such hardships, he gets Swarga, and then Lord takes it in a moment back. And at this point, Lord Vishnu has not promised him that I will give you Sutal Lok. When he is giving these prayers, he does not know where he is going to go. But he is saying that my grandfather has surrendered to Lord Vishnu. Even he has been put to so many difficulties, so I will do the same. Just like very nice, this I have not prepared, but just coming to my consciousness, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj was giving class here in Kartik, and one devotee, a brahmachari, asked Maharaj, Maharaj, in your such a bad health, you are traveling all over the world and you are preaching, how are you able to do that? Then Maharaj said, Prabhupada sacrificed so much for us. And then Maharaj broke down. So it is, Maharaj is also following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada did this, that's why his disciples are doing it. And then our spiritual masters are doing it. So we also get some inspiration to do something for, sacrifice some of our energy for, although we cannot imitate immediately, but something we can do for the benefit of others, even it has to come along with some hardships. That's very nice, very, very important. Seeing our predecessor acharyas, we also want to follow in the footsteps of those devotees. I shall stop here. If you have any comments or questions or corrections, one devotee has a question there, then mic can be given. Some question was there in the back? Yes. Yes, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it has been explained by, it's a nice question. Kayadru was hearing also. The question is, Prahlad Maharaj got association of Narad Muni in the womb of his mother. So he became transformed. Why the mother was not transformed? Because mother's heart was thinking about Prahlad's welfare. When my husband will come, what will happen? So she was not attentive. This is how it is there. She would definitely get some benefit, but not full benefit. It's like fire is there, some wood is wet and some wood is dry. So with what eagerness we are taking the association is very important. Association of Vaishnavas and Sadhus is there, but with what kind of eagerness? Prabhupada explains that in the case of Nalakuvira and Manigriva, that they also got purified, but it took some time, isn't it? 36,000 years, because they were offending a Vaishnava. So he says Vaishnavas are always good, they always will do good to a person, but if a person is offensive, then it will take more time. So Kayadru was definitely not offensive, but her mind was absorbed in thinking about her husband, so she could not pay too much attention to what Narad Muni has said. This is explained by the devotees.
Any other question?
Yeah.
Can I ask again repeat by the time? As I have mentioned in the class, Prahlad Maharaj was recognized by Narad Muni, yes. How can we be a recognized devotee? Very nice question. How we can be a recognized devotee? The answer is very strange. When we don't want to be recognized. That's amazing. Because the more we are humble, the more Krishna recognizes, oh, this devotee doesn't want recognition. So, he recognizes, isn't it? You know that pastime where Dukhya, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being given Abhishek in Srila Srivas Thakur's home. So then Dukhya was bringing the water. She was not even in directly engaged in bathing the lordship. But then Lord asked, who is this Mataji? This Dukhya. Oh no, her name should be Sukhya. And Lord immediately gave her Krishna Prem. So when we stop, try to, but again, this is one way of answering, and other answer Prabhupada says, by preaching we immediately get recognition of Krishna. You know why? Because Krishna is helpless in this context. He doesn't interfere in the free will of a conditioned soul. He doesn't interfere, because if he had to interfere, he could have interfered many years, many lifetimes before. He is equal to everybody. Because if Krishna gives devotional service to you and not to me, then he becomes partial. So he is dependent on his devotee to give his mercy to conditioned souls. And that's why he says, no devotee is more dear to me than a devotee who eats Mahaprasadam. Bhavadiya Sammata? Do you agree with me? No, Mahaprasadam eating devotee is also nice. But a devotee who gives the supreme secret to others who are desirous of this. So this is how we can become very easily recognized by this, by Krishna. And it doesn't matter how many people are coming to your Bhagavatam class. Lord Kapil's Bhagavatam class, how many people were there? One Mataji. And Lord Krishna's Bhagavad Gita class, how many people were there? One Prabhuji. So each one, preach one. So we should always try to learn the science of Krishna consciousness and tell to others, and obviously practice in our own life. And this way we can very easily be recognized by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says in one of the purport, a devotee who is trying to help other conditioned souls, giving them facility to become Krishna conscious, is as dear to Lord Vishnu as Brahmaji and Lord Shiva. I'll show you in the purport afterwards, I can show you. Very nice. So very important to preach about Krishna consciousness. One devotee has told me a very inspirational thing. I have no shastra to prove, but maybe you can see if it is right or wrong. He said, a devotee who chants Hare Krishna, Krishna gives mercy. But a devotee who preaches, Krishna becomes Rini to him. He is a debtor to him. Debtor, you understand? Because he is bringing his lost child back to his feet. And it is not easy, because that lost child is the bad child. He doesn't want to come to Krishna. So then we have to develop the tolerance, some level of tolerance, to bring that child back to him. Any other questions? Objections? So we shall stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.